Welcome to the third and final segment of Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340. KXEO here with Barb Wilson. Of course, she owns Kate's Hallmark shop here in Mexico and does a lot of community service here in Mexico. And, you know, I was kind of wondering, too, one thing we have not talked about. I believe you are on the Audrain County Health Department Board. Is that something that you're still doing?
Yes, it is. And I got on it right before COVID. So once again, it's been an adventure.
Let's talk a little bit about that adventure. I know that you were serving on whenever COVID happened, and we were going into the great unknown. And being on the health board, owning a business, I'm sure COVID impacted you in many different levels.
It did, but you know, the health department was great to work with. As long, you know, we were shut down for 5 weeks. I did business through Facebook, and so, you know, we fared okay. And then we were allowed to bring in one person at a time as long as we were masked. And being a small community, I had people text me and say, hey, I need some cards. Can I meet you at the store? And we were able to do that. So, and part of that's just simply because we're in a small community. And then once things opened up, I have to tell you, COVID was good for business. I know in the cities it wasn't, but in a small town it was wonderful because people didn't want to go to Columbia. They didn't want to go to St. Louis. Too many people. And they felt safe in our small stores downtown. And people, plus they had money to spend because they weren't traveling. They weren't, you know, and they wanted the comforts of home. So we fared pretty well. Everybody downtown did. So we were fortunate. Everybody was quick to change. You know, the restaurants did curbside, drive-up, delivery. We did delivery. We did curbside. That's the benefit of being in a small town.
Absolutely. Have to adapt, and I think everybody did.
Everybody adapted really quickly, and you know, so we were lucky because we were in, I talked to people in large cities and they did not have the same experience.
No, and I think that, you know, a lot of folks from the larger cities, California, I've heard, the state of California, there were a lot of people moving to rural Missouri just to get away from so many restrictions that
exactly.
were
going on. Exactly.
You know, that brings me to the Village Square Association. I believe you are also a part of that. Talk a little bit about the Village Square Association and some of the things that you guys do there.
I was president in the past, and then I'm currently present now. We plan all the events for the year. We just got done with Moonlight Madness. We just got done with our holiday open house. We did a new event this year, which is Just Want to Have Fun, which was super fun, super successful. So basically, we work together to bring people downtown.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been a part and took some pictures on Halloween where everybody is celebrating, and it does. It brings the folks in downtown. Whenever you first opened compared to now, how are things going, and are you moving forward, or are you seeing a decline in business or an increase in business, about the same? How would you assess that?
Really, I've seen an increase, which is wonderful. And I attribute part of that to COVID because people that hadn't been in came in because they wanted to get out of the house. So they really found out what we have downtown. That's available, and then it becomes a habit. So, and you know, most of us gift wrap for free. You know, they walk in and you know their name, which makes a difference. So it's just that small town feel.
Yep.
I do want to say that we, the Village Square Association, is lighting the magic tree on the courthouse square, and that tree is, oh, it's got to be twice as big as it was when we first started it. So it's going to be spectacular.
No doubt about it. And that will be up through the holidays that right. people can go and visit
right.
that.
And all
sure.
the snowflakes are up downtown, so we're starting to look festive.
Very nice. We're super excited about that. You know, we kind of always end things with the wild card question on Meet the Community. So I guess my question would be, what's the perfect card for somebody? You know, if you could have a celebrity that could record a card and you could carry it in your store, which celebrity would you have do that card?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You are coming at me cold. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm not really a big celebrity person.
No? You have a favorite movie star, a favorite singer, country singer, or movie star out there?
Wow.
Yeah.
We're
stumping you this morning.
You are. You caught me cold.
That's the wild card question.
That is the wild card question. Oh, my gosh. Because we've had cards with country music singers on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... Yeah.
Do you have a favorite country music star? Or?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. We tried, folks. We tried.
I know. You tried. Sorry.
Well, I appreciate you doing the Meet the Community during the Thanksgiving holiday, and hope that you're going to have a wonderful holiday, and best of luck in the future.
You too, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Barb Wilson. She is the owner of Kate's Hallmark Shop here, and she is also the Stribling Community Service Award winner this year, and our guest on Meet the Community. We'll have another Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m., on AM 1340 KXEO.